WMAL News at 11. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. For the first time in 3 years, Metro fares, effective today, have now increased. You'll be paying 10 cents more during rush hour and 25 cents more at all other times for your ride. That comes alongside shorter operating hours and less service going into effect today as well. The system's open 2 fewer hours on Sundays from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. now. It closes a half hour earlier on weeknights at 11:30. And during rush hour, trains will leave end stations every 8 minutes instead of every 6. Some buses are also either being cut or eliminated. Metro GM Paul Wiedefeld has called this a right-sizing of the system as it faces a $290 million budget cap. That news is coming at the tail end of SafeTrack. Today's the last day of the last surge, with Shady Grove and Rockville stations closed. They're set to open back up tomorrow morning. Pentagon stations also closed through around 3 this afternoon for a drill at the Pentagon itself today.
We do these exercises about every 2 years. We do smaller exercises in between then, but about every 2 years we'll do what we call a full-scale exercise where we bring all our partners in and everybody participates.
Pentagon Force Protection Agency spokeswoman Jacqueline Yost says you may be able to spot the huge response from 395, but again, it's only a drill. A popular high school football coach has been killed in a crash on the Beltway. Police say Lenny Schultz and his nephew had pulled over yesterday in the 395-95 interchange with the Beltway to resecure a boat on a trailer. A man driving a box truck struck the boat and Schultz. The truck driver wasn't injured and has been charged with reckless driving. Schultz was the football coach and a special education teacher at James Madison High School in Vienna. Current and former football players at Madison are meeting at the school this afternoon. A coalition of advocacy groups is marching today, responding to several alleged race-related events in Maryland.
The groups will demonstrate in Annapolis to urge Anne Arundel County Executive Steve Shue and Annapolis Mayor Michael Panalides to support a state of emergency declaration on race relations. County Councilman Pete Smith is leading the push. Last month, a black Bowie State University student was fatally stabbed by a white man while visiting the University of Maryland, and around the same time, a noose was found hanging in a courtyard at Crofton Middle School. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There's still a governor's race to look forward to this fall, but the Virginia Republican Party is already thinking about next year's Senate race against Tim Kaine. Party leaders are voting 45-35 to choose its nominee through a primary, not a convention. Establishment Republicans generally like a primary, while a convention usually favors the more activist wing of the party. Several prominent Republicans have indicated an interest in running against Kaine, including commentator Laura Ingraham, former Governor Jim Gilmore, and former presidential candidate Carly Fiorina. President Trump is turning his ire toward Democrats, even as at least 5 Republicans have come out against the GOP's health care bill.
I think it's a terrible theme in terms of getting elected, and more importantly, I think it's a terrible theme for the people of this country. Resist obstruction. That's not what they want.
He's speaking with Fox and Friends Weekend. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is embarking on a 3-state tour rallying people against the bill in Pittsburgh.
Plain and simple, this so-called health care bill is nothing more than a massive transfer of wealth from working families to the very, very rich.
He's also stopping in Ohio and West Virginia. Republican leadership wants to see a vote on the bill in the Senate by the end of this week. And the battle is brewing among Democrats in the House over the future of Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Following a string of special election losses, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan's looking to the future.
The fact that we have to go into 2018 with a leader who has been damaged, and the caucus at the end of the day has to make this decision.
He's on NBC's Meet the Press today. We'll check traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Take one part Jamie Whitten traffic.
Around the Beltway, you're going to find delays.
One part Weather Channel forecast.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through.
Add a healthy dose of great guests.
Good morning, how are you?
And sprinkle in your phone calls.
Love your show.
Then hit the button and stand back.
You are on WMAL. Good morning.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes, first on the Fives.
Washington Mornings on the Mall, 5 to 9 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-457-1337. That's 1-800-457-1337. 1-800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
11:05 now, checking back in with Neil West in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
95 northbound, we've got a report of a disabled vehicle in the right lane between Powder Mill Road and Maryland 157. We're seeing a few brake lights right around the Beltway. And 95 southbound is slow right around Lorton Road. It's going to be heavy through Prince William Parkway. Metro trains bypassing the Pentagon Station today. There is an emergency response drill in place until about 3 o'clock. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy, getting into the mid-80s today, down to the low 60s tonight. Tomorrow looking mostly sunny, low to mid-80s for a high. We're at 78 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Well, many of you listening today will lack the resources to retire at a traditional age and maintain your current standard of living in retirement. Solving the income gap problem is a major challenge, and today we're going to talk about solving the income gap and how retirement autopilot and studies backed up by Stanford University and the Wharton School of Finance can show you the way. That and much more right here on the Financial Safari.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Coach, it sounds like this is going to be a jam-packed show. You are excited over there for sure, bouncing around now. Also in studio, in addition to having Coach Pete, winner recently of two Telly Awards, we also have Abigail. She is our UNC student intern. Abigail, Coach, welcome into the show.
Thank you.
Hey, great to be here. Yeah, it is. It's a funny world we're in right now, Thomas. I mean, everyone seems fine, but then when you talk to them, they don't seem fine.
That's right.
It's funny. The market's going crazy. But people don't feel as comfortable as they really should.
Yeah.
Because we're looking at these lump sums, and that seems to be the common theme when I've pulled studies up from all the different universities where the professors get together in the finance department and the financial departments and retirement. They talk about retirement, and they talk about falling short.
Okay.
The coming retirement crisis, even a book about it now by three powerful professors. But it's not only the coming retirement crisis, but the most important aspect of all that is what to do about it.
Right. Well, exactly. It sounds like something – I mean, just the title alone, Falling Short, sounds like something we need to be paying attention to.
Falling Short, yeah, because it's a critical thinking kind of thing because we look at these lump sums, and I've talked to folks, and when we sit down and talk, we realize that even if they have over $1 million or more, they're not happy.
Really?
Because they're looking long-term, and Abby, you have a checking account, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you have a checking account and it has a balance in it and you can't really add any new money to it and you start taking money out, how safe do you feel?
Not too safe.
Because it's an asset that's dwindling down because when you stop working, many times you don't have a pension these days.
Precisely.
Only 8% of Americans right now have the advantage of having a pension.
Just incredible. Those numbers are shocking.
And the reason why it's 8% is because many state and federal employees have to contribute to a pension automatically.
Okay.
So that's considered a pension because then when you retire, you get an income. But the old pensions, the dinosaur pensions that our parents and grandparents grew up with, and maybe you listening out there might have been lucky to have one. You work for a company for 30 or 40 years, and then they give you money out of their pocket each and every month or year for the rest of your life. That's
right.
A true pension.
Okay.
Because you didn't fund it. A lot of municipalities, though, in the past are getting in trouble because they promised firefighters, police, so all the kind of public employees.
That's right.
They've said, if you work for us 30, 40 years, and you retire, we'll give you a pension out of our pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The big problem is that's not a problem. I love the fact that they're helping out civil service folks, right?
Sure, of course.
They help us and they make us feel safe and all that.
Without a doubt.
The big problem is they're not dying. That's, let's look at it. Because when they decided to offer pensions to folks,
right.
people would retire at 65 and die by 67.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Wow.
And
so
it's
they would say, hey, we're only on the hook for a couple of years. Let's promise them the world, right? And now we're living, and the average couple, they have one person, they have about a 70% chance of one person living to 95.
Yeah, which is
wow.
incredible. And
the
obviously,
numbers keep going up every single year.
So then the financial strain on these companies obviously is pushed and pushed out.
Yeah, well, because, and look at the post office. I mean, their biggest problem is not the price of the stamp, because
right.
they're charging us 50 cents or whatever for a stamp.
Sure.
It is the fact that they are on the hook for a lot of promised pensions to former postal employees.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, makes sense.
If you look at the balance sheet, and I do spend way too much time looking at balance sheets, the big glaring deficiency is the fact that they have so much outgoing funding pensions or paying for pensions they promised former employees.
Well, and that's something, Coach, that I've heard from you in the past, too. This is what's costing a lot of these towns and companies really to go under, is where they really want to try to hold true to these pension plans, but they simply aren't able to the point of bankruptcy.
Yeah, yeah. And so what do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, since companies are taking pensions away, and they've done this sneakily, they put in 401k plans.
Sure, yeah.
And or 403b plans or TSP plans. And this is a way for you to fund your own retirement, which sounds good on paper.
It does.
Yeah.
But it's coming out of your pocket. And so you get a tax write-off to fund your own, what we call, defined contribution pension plan.
Okay.
You're putting money away in the hopes that in the future you'll have money for yourself. Now, the problem is there aren't many safe options in there. It's a good thing and a bad thing. When the market's going up like crazy, you watch your pension balance grow, or you're basically the balance, your lump sum balance grow. But you know that if the market goes the other way, you're going to watch it shrink. And we saw this in 2007. Many people's 401ks became 201ks.
That's right.
And that's not a good thing. And especially when the money left right when somebody needed it the most.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. It's true, Coach. You and your team meet with folks every day and really working through folks who may or may not have a pension, setting them up for success in retirement is something you do on a daily basis.
I've looked at a lot of private studies, financial studies, and the solution is, this is the main goal or the main consensus. The solution is to work longer and save more by building on your existing retirement system, whatever you have put aside.
Okay.
But you work more and you put more money towards retirement. Abby, how does that sound? Hey, you can retire, but I want you to work 5 years. Instead of 65, work to 70. That's what everyone's
saying
now.
I'm not sure I want to do that.
You know, the additional solution that's not in most of the studies is, or put your money in a place that will have guaranteed growth, and then when you decide to retire, give you a stream of income that you know ahead of time what that stream will be. So then you can build your plan around guarantees.
Okay, yeah.
And so sort of like building a fire, you start with a little kindling.
Right.
Then you put bigger pieces of wood on it, and then it's going forever as long as you keep adding wood to it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
right?
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
The hardest thing to do is to start a fire. If you ever watch Survivor, when they have that challenge, like if two people have to start a fire and the whoever starts it first wins.
I love Survivor.
Yeah. So once we start our income fire, it's easy to keep it stoked as long as we have the right fuel.
Exactly.
And the right fuel is having money that's not at risk. Because, hey, if you walk to the wood pile one day and there's no wood, the fire's going out.
Exactly.
Right.
So let's make sure that every single year we have new wood brought to our woodpile.
So is this something that just happens with 401ks as folks head into retirement? Because we were talking about pension programs, you know, how some folks may have to deal with a lump sum. Now, obviously, a lump sum, we have to figure out ourselves how that needs to be distributed. Am I right there?
Well, a defined contribution plan, you're putting money into your 401ks and your 403bs and your TSPs, and you're building up a lump sum.
Okay.
It's up to you how much of that lump sum you want to move into a place that will give you a yearly income for
yes.
the rest of your life.
Okay, yeah.
And we've got studies from the Wharton School and Stanford we're going to talk about later on in the show. And if you're a woman, you really need to hear this, because a Wharton economist says that women are at greater risk in retirement than men.
Oh, no, really?
Now,
uh-oh.
Most women say, hey, we're going to live longer than the guy, so
yeah.
who cares about him? I'm going to go cruise around the world. Well, only if that fella has a good life insurance policy.
Right.
Well,
or have maybe they've established a spend and leave plan, which meant that, well, he's here, he can spend what he wants, and when he passes away, you'll get exactly what he started with or more tax-free to live your life
wow.
if you're a woman. So that's called a spend and leave plan. Thomas, 99% of folks don't know what a spend and leave plan is.
Really? Wow. And that's terrible.
And 100% should have one.
Exactly. It's vital to that total retirement income plan.
All right. So here's what I want to do. You really need to get on the right track, because we must admit there is going to be a retirement crisis if we don't have a right plan put together. So if you're 52 or older, which means you're a baby boomer,
yep,
you must take advantage of this right away. And I'm going to make it easier for the next 15 callers who call in right now. We're going to create a one-page financial review that'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. We're going to incorporate all the things we talk about in this plan. We're going to incorporate a spend and leave plan. We're going to go through with a total retirement plan. The super wealth transfer, ways for you to leave tax-free more money to your children, grandchildren, or spouse than you started with. And that's in the advance and protect strategy as well, and the spend and leave plan. So all this, as well as an income plan, a tax analysis, and most importantly, we're going to look at where you are right now. We're going to look at how many fees you're paying you don't need to be paying. We're going to help you isolate and identify what we call financial termites, and we're going to get out that financial bug spray. We're going to eliminate the fees. Thomas, Abby, if you were paying too much in fees right now on your water bill, let's say, wouldn't you like to know about it today, or would you like to wait 10 years from now and keep overpaying for the water?
Of course. No, I want to know now.
Yeah. Oh, today, absolutely.
Well, it's amazing how many people are overpaying because they like the person. Oh, I like him. He's done a great job for me and my family. Of course he is. He's making a lot of money on you. If I'm making a whole lot more money on you than the other planner would, I'm going to treat you like royalty.
There's
another side of the equation where the planner is ignoring you completely and making a lot of money on you.
Wow.
So let's at least look at the amount you're paying, as well as something that is very much overlooked in the financial world, something called standard deviation.
Okay.
How much risk you're taking to get the return you're getting right now. And I know when the market is going up, it's hard to think you're taking too much risk. But if the market goes the wrong way, you could lose a lot more than you thought. So are you taking too much risk just to get the gains you're getting now? And if there was a way where you could get just as much or close to what you're getting now return-wise with a minimal risk, would you want to hear about it? And the answer should be yes.
Absolutely.
So, again, for the next 15 callers, we'll also do that customized income plan that will utilize proven strategies and techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. And the most important part, the reason we do the show each and every week, help you take the worry out of living in retirement.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about a phrase called protecting your profits and how the protecting your profits strategy, the purpose of money dictates where you put it, developed by Dr. David Babel from the Wharton School. We're going to talk about that and much more when we come back.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
We've all heard of the bucket plan. It's traditionally been used as a way to categorize money for a specific purpose, such as fixed expenses, discretionary spending, and legacy. For many years, advisors, agents, reps, planners, and the like have used the term bucket plan to essentially sell products. The idea was to show how their financial product is the best to accomplish the singular objective of each bucket. We are always looking to change things for the better, and our definition of the bucket plan couldn't be further from this dated sales pitch approach. To us, the new way one should approach the bucket plan is as a comprehensive process to gather, analyze, and advise on a client's specific and entire financial situation. With this all-inclusive approach, you can help maximize income distribution for each of the different phases leading up to and through retirement, while helping the client take control of taxes, fees, diversification, and risk. The Bucket Plan, as we've laid it out, is designed to eliminate the two biggest dangers in retirement, inflation and sequence risk. A product-based approach simply cannot do that. This form of planning is an educational, holistic client experience, providing value and wisdom at every phase of the planning process to help clients understand how to reduce taxes, protect their assets, and maximize income in retirement.
Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb joined alongside Coach Pete DeRuda as well as Abigail Turner. Abigail Turner is a UNC student intern here with us. And folks, you know Coach Pete DeRuda, winner of 3 ESPYs, 2 Tellys, 2 Emmys, and 2 Quillys. Really a genius in the house, looking out for really us, really making the financial world what can be a complex place, taking all the worry out of it. Now, Coach.
Have you met Hugh?
You
darn right. It's a complex place.
I love it.
You know, hey, it is. It's a complex world here, the financial world.
It
don't
is.
Don't think it isn't. I mean, you know, it seems the simplest is when probably it's going to get ready to tidal waves come and you don't even see it.
There you go.
You know, this thing called a rogue wave out there in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people are all comfortable on a cruise ship. The captain says, "Hey, we're cruising along. We'll be in Bahamas by tomorrow." And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, a rogue wave comes from the side and knocks the ship and knocks everyone out of their bed. Right.
Whew, yeah.
So that can happen in the market as well.
Can it? Wow.
You hear about it. You know, that's I've done cruises, right?
But
you never
sure.
You try not to think about the rogue wave. It's almost
yeah.
like a lightning bolt. You have about that much chance of getting hit by it.
Right, there you go.
But when they say you got a chance, there's a chance.
There you go.
Now, I wanted to talk to Abby because, again, Abigail Turner, she's our intern here from UNC,
mm-hmm.
and she's in college, right? So 19-year-old, I remember when I was 19, I remember walking through what we called the pit at UNC, and that's
yep.
where Abigail is too. And there were a bunch of booths always set up there. So when you're walking from one class to another or walking from one class deciding if you're going to go to the next one, you would always be accosted by the people in the pit. There
oh,
were
yeah.
protesters. Wow. There were, you know, anything. From
always somebody trying to sell you something.
Oh, yeah. You never seen that. It's a collection of it's sort of like the bar in Star Wars.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
You remember the bar? The original Star Wars was the original bar, right?
Yeah, there you go.
I know they remade it now, and it's not quite what but you remember the bar in Star Wars?
Oh,
When Han Solo, he was in there. But one of the things in there that got me in trouble back in college age, and of course this was a long, long time ago in a land not far away, was the person offering me a credit card.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get a free towel or a free special cup or something like that if you signed up for the credit card. And I was working a couple jobs, but I was working those jobs to pay tuition. I really
right.
didn't have any disposable income, yet I got credit cards. Abby, is that still happening?
Oh, yeah. definitely. They're trying to get you to connect your credit card to your one card, all those.
And explain what a one card is for folks.
Well, the one card is your card that has everything you need in it. It's your ID. It's your student pass into the sports game, stuff like that. It's everything you need in one card.
Can you order a pizza with it?
You can, actually, if you connect your credit card to it.
Oh, no. Here we go now. So
yep.
you get a credit card in the pit. And now all of a sudden you're getting pizza every day, not having to eat that great
oh,
food
yeah.
in Lenoir Hall. So, all right. So what happens then is, you've probably talked to folks who got credit cards.
Right, of course, yeah.
And once they get a card, they probably feel like George Jefferson, don't they?
Yep.
Well, we're moving on now.
So they haven't changed anything in their life, yet they have a credit card now, so they start having pizzas every day. For the first 30 days, those pizzas are delicious. What happens after about 30 days?
You're going to run out of money.
Well, you get a bill. And the bill isn't any fun, is it?
Nope.
Because you don't have money to pay the bill. And so Abby and I are working on a series, and if you have children in approaching college, we have one series we're working on called, you know, What to Do in College, the financial aspects of college planning for, mm-hmm. for the children. Now, if you're an adult, you've done most of the college planning for your kids and the worrying on their way up to college because you're worrying what school they get into and if you can afford it.
Sure.
Now that your children are there, they're out, they feel they're adults even though they still come back and beg you for money if they make mistakes. So we're going to work on this series to hopefully educate your children in a non-threatening way and also have a person their age talking to them instead of, you know, old guys like Coach Pete.
There you go.
So the good thing about this series, we're going to do one on what to do in college, all the
yep.
money aspects, all the things that Abby's got, the life of Abby, basically.
Yeah.
It's going to be called College Abby. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be cool until we get sued by the people that make Downton Abbey,
there
whatever
you go.
It's called. I used to call it Downtown Abbey. I never watched the show.
So. No, I hadn't either.
All right. So, and then we're going to do one after leaving college, what to do next.
Yep.
So what you're thinking about now is your plan. So stay tuned, folks. We'll be telling you about this series coming up here in the next few months.
Yep.
But, Thomas, I think it's important that people realize financial aspects and issues are, I mean, they every single part of our life. If you have children that are young, you're wondering, you know, how are we going to fund their college?
Exactly.
And then children get to college, you're wondering, what the heck? Are they going to come back? Are they going to boomerang back home after they're done with school? And so the parents' dream is to send the children to college and have the children be close enough to see them when they want, but not come back home after college.
There you go. Well, and I think the series is going to be great for folks out there, especially young adults out there, because there's not a lot of practical life information when it comes to finances. It's really you're almost left on your own, especially when it comes to making wise decisions and not just being marketed to.
No, there's so much I didn't even know that I didn't know until I started talking to Coach.
Yeah.
Well, there's the old baseball player. Yogi Berra played for the Yankees, the catcher, and he was
famous
for his sayings. Well, he's a great player, too, but he used to say, you don't know what you don't know.
There you go.
I would say a nickel isn't worth a dime anymore, too. I don't know what that means, but you can get a whole book on Yogi Berra quotes and try to figure them out, and that'll keep you up at night sometimes. It'll help you go to sleep, too, if you don't understand them.
Yeah, I'm sure. Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
You know, we talk about every single week how you can protect your profits.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to, for the next segment, we talked about protecting your profit strategy. The purpose of money dictates where you put it, as far as Dr. David Babel from the Wharton School. We're going to talk about that study in the last segment of the show today. But I wanted to talk about the big worry, and I know we're running against the clock here, but the big worry is a Wharton study. A Wharton economist came out with a study, said women are at greater risk in retirement than men. Traditional financial advice is at odds with women's prospect of living more than 30 years in retirement.
Really?
Because women are outliving men. Their traditional retirement Monte Carlo simulations,
mm-hmm.
when you go to a planner and say, hey, we're going to just throw all your information in and we'll give your money where you are right now. We'll give it all these different things that could happen
mm-hmm.
in the economy and whatever. And here's your percentage chances of surviving in retirement, having your money still be there.
Right, sure, yeah.
At age 85.
Oh, okay.
So most of those plans go to 85, which is 20 years into
that
retirement. Traditional
like
retirement
enough.
Is 65 months. That's 20 years, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My grandparents were already decades past.
So 95, we plan to 121. But, you know, you need to go to age 121, your plan does.
You do.
Now, someone said the other day, well, Coach, what if I live to be 122? Well, the plan keeps going. But just to make it simple, plan to 121.
There you go.
If you set up the plan correctly, you need to have some forever money, some advance and protect money, the money that's always going to be there, and each and every year will throw off income to you. We call it the green flag on your mailbox.
That's right.
So we can take the worry out of living retirement, but if you're one of the next 15 callers, we'll do this for you. We'll, number one, help you identify the potential risk you have, but more importantly, design a plan that is easy for you to understand, that's customized for you, that'll take everything that you're worried about out of the equation and put a total plan together. Again, plan to 121. But make sure, folks, that if you are 52 or older and you have assets, and now keep in mind, our strategies work best for those of you with over $1 million saved for retirement, but we've never kicked anyone away. But if you have $1 million, you need and you deserve $1 million type retirement, and you're not getting that many times with the Wall Street strategy. So
mm-hmm.
call today and find out how you could be having that peace of mind you deserve tomorrow.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Folks, if we don't recognize that we're veering off the road and take corrective action soon, millions of retirees, it could be you listening, will find out that you are too old to return to work and have too little in savings with no one to turn to help. We're going to talk about preventive maintenance and how you can get on the right track using the Wharton Financial Institution Center for Personal Finance and a study they came out with just a few years ago by Dr. David Babel, Investing Your Lump Sum at Retirement. That and much more when we come right back.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. An intense search goes on in China today for any survivors of the landslide that buried an entire mountain village. More than 100 people are still unaccounted for.
There's over 2,500 rescue workers on scene there. They have 150 different machines, specialized equipment. There are some search and rescue dogs there as well. And so they're doing their very best in what is extremely challenging conditions.
Correspondent Matt Rivers there. U.S. Navy investigators are starting to learn more details about the collision between a cargo ship and the USS Fitzgerald, which killed seven Navy sailors.
In addition to investigations by the U.S. Coast Guard and Japanese authorities, but some of the initial details beginning to emerge is where the collision took place on the starboard side of the Fitzgerald, impacting directly in the sleeping quarters, the berthing areas aboard that ship.
Correspondent Ryan Brown there. A federal appeals court has upheld a ruling that the district is inadequately helping young children with special needs. A federal panel of judges ruled 3-0 against the city, agreeing with an earlier ruling that found a persistent failure by officials to help disabled preschool children. The case began back in 2005 when parents sued the city alleging it wasn't meeting the requirements of the Federal Individuals with Disability Education Act. The city, though, has questioned the federal government's jurisdiction in the case. Bill Cosby's PR team is adamant his upcoming national tour is not about sexual assault. Instead, publicist Andrew Wyatt says the town halls will be mostly educational.
The case is to talk about education, self-development, personal development, cleaning up the community. I'm pretty sure questions are going to come at him. We will vet those questions, and if he can answer those questions about his personal experience, he will do so.
The jury in Cosby's sexual assault trial came back deadlocked last week, and prosecutors have said he will be tried again. 11:32 now, checking on traffic and weather. We go back to Neil West in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
As some of our slow traffic on 95 southbound through Quantico has cleared. Disabled vehicles still blocking the right lane of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound between Powder Mill Road and Maryland 197. No backup related to that. 395 northbound near the 14th Street Bridge, a one lane blocked by a crash. And in Adelphi, New Hampshire Boulevard at Adelphi Road, all of the lanes blocked by a crash. And don't forget, the Metro trains will be bypassing the Pentagon Station today due to an emergency response drill in progress until 3 p.m. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today as we get into the mid-80s, down to the low 60s tonight. Tomorrow looking mostly sunny, low to mid-80s, a little bit cooler for Tuesday, only in the mid-70s. Wednesday looking sunny in the mid-80s. Right now 81 in Woodbridge, 80 in Hyattsville. We're at 82 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Financial Safari News Network.
Celebrity Money Mistakes.
Arthur Sulzberger Sr. was an American publisher and businessman.
Born into a prominent media and publishing family, Sulzberger became publisher of the New York Times and chairman of the board of the New York Times Company in 1963. Sulzberger was 37 at the time, the youngest publisher in Times history. In the 1960s, Sulzberger built a large news gathering staff at the Times and was publisher when the newspaper won a Pulitzer Prize in 1972 for publishing the Pentagon Papers. Sulzberger died of a brain hemorrhage at his home on September 29, 2012. He was 86. When the publisher of the New York Times died, the family had to sell off stock to settle the estate, which is not unusual for families with enormous assets. The sale dropped the family's ownership of the Times from 15% down to 13%. That may not seem like a lot, but just a few years earlier, the family had 18% stock ownership before another death forced an earlier stock sale. Another reason why it's vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and who can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.
Coach, I am excited about this segment now. It's been a bit since I've bought a car, but I'm excited because I'm going to be getting in the market here soon.
Man, I just wish I had heard that a couple of weeks ago. I just bought one.
Oh, no.
Marty was the inspiration for me to put together this special report on
yes?
10 tricks that car salesmen use that everyone should know about and how to handle. And it's more towards the used car, but it could be any kind of car.
Okay.
And so if you buy a car and it doesn't start, that's number one thing. You don't want that to happen, right?
No.
But every now and then, there'll be some tricks that they use at the car lot that'll make the car seem very nice, but when you take it off the lot the next day, it doesn't quite look as nice as it did on the lot. Right, Marty?
I can relate to that.
So clever wordplay is used a lot of times. You know, many car salespeople use clever wording to persuade you into buying a vehicle. Instead of saying words like, "Can I help you today?" or "How can I help you today?" the salesperson may choose to ask, "Are you looking for a sedan or an SUV today?" We call that an alternate choice close.
That's right.
In other words, they didn't ask if you wanted to buy. They just assumed you did. So it's assumptive close where they say, "Would you want to, you know, what do you want to leave today, in an SUV or a sedan?"
Okay.
And
okay.
So in your mind now, they've eliminated the fact that you're not going to leave without a car.
I fell for that one.
You know, and it is funny. Marty, what about sitting in that office where they get you in there and they get you – they make it look like you really don't qualify for the car or whatever. They get you sitting there, and they keep disappearing to go back to talk to the manager. What about that?
Yeah, then magically they have an offer that just happens to work for you.
Another thing is they play this game called coy with prices.
Okay.
So if you hear that a vehicle costs $29,999, which is $29,999, but they say $29,999. It doesn't sound as bad.
That's right.
But here's one step further they go. They break it down to monthly payments. $455 a month may sound a lot better to you.
Yeah.
So
that's the first question they ask me, how much can you afford per month?
Yep.
It's baffling.
Really?
Get you to think about the monthly price, Thomas, instead of the total cost.
That's right.
Because that's incredible. And they're stretching them 7 years or longer now, over the 7 years every single month. Right. So 7 times 12, Thomas, is a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Well, especially into a vehicle that's going to be depreciating so quick. Gosh.
Yeah. Well, the minute you drive a brand new car off the lot, you lose between 15% to 40%.
Wow.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, one of the tricks they use at the car lot is say, "Hey, just roll the loan into the new loan," and all of a sudden you're paying for a car that you don't even have in your new car payment.
Wow, yeah.
So, and they stretch it again, 84 months, which is a long, long time. And a lot of people are paying for a car they don't even own, or two cars they don't even own. So if you wreck that car or whatever,
right.
If you wreck, you don't get full replacement value a lot of times, too.
Wow.
So we have to be careful with that. Long loan terms, again, that's what we just talked about. You get people in a lot of trouble because you stretch out the loan and you don't even have the car, but you still need a car, so then what are you going to do? You end up paying BMW prices for a little VW bug. Because you have to get something to get you. What's the number one objective for a car, by the way?
For at least myself, get from point A to point B.
I know, point A to point B. When we do financial planning, our objective is to get people from point A to point Z all the way through retirement. This is one of the things we do for our clients, is we help them when it comes time to buy a car. We help them with information that may be useful to them to get the better deal or to not buy a car altogether or to get a different kind of car than they are thinking about, because we need that little voice inside our head to talk some reasoning into us. Fred Flintstone had Kazoo, which was that voice inside his head. He had good
he
one
did.
And bad one. Remember, they'd float around up there. And so we want to be the good Kazoo for you, make sure we give you good knowledge. You may not like what we say, but it's for the best for you. And I wrote a book years ago now, 8 years ago, but it's relevant to this subject here, because even though it's 8 years ago, this still comes up every week. Someone's talking about buying a car or how they got taken advantage of at a car lot.
Without a doubt.
Now, Marty, you and I talked about this, and this is another one of those. Again, folks, we're talking about the 10 dirty tricks that car salesmen sometimes use. Now, not all car salesmen are bad, Marty.
No.
I know you've had, in your family, you've had car salesmen, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and so they're not all bad, but we just want to educate you on some of the things that could be going just a little bit off track.
Exactly.
That's a nice way of saying it, right?
It's a very pleasant way to say that, yes.
Low-balling your trade-in, Marty. How bad is that?
Yeah, Coach, I see that a lot. That happened to me. They wanted to give me about half what it was worth, and then magically they came back and offered me $3,000 more 5 minutes later.
So they know you're already excited about you've mentally put yourself in a new car already.
That's right.
And so in their mind, which they think is in your mind, the value of your current car is not as high as it should be.
Yeah, they're preying on your excitement.
Because there's a reason why you're at the car lot, because you're not happy with the current car in their mind. And so they offer you a whole lot less in hopes that you'll just say, yeah, I'm just ready to get rid of this one and get into the new wheels, right? And so they lowball you a lot, and up to half the value a lot of times they'll lowball you.
Yep.
So you can play, I mean, there's wiggle room there. Mm-hmm. Wiggle room. I used to love that term. But there's a lot of wiggle room there, isn't there? There's leaping room a lot of times in that. So
that sounds better than gray area.
Yeah. Another game they play is unnecessary upgrades, where they basically try to sell you a bunch of stuff like underpinned spray or stuff like that, or Scotch Guard on the seats, which you can go buy a can of Scotch Guard at Walmart for under $10, but here they charge you hundreds of dollars for the Scotch Guard spray, don't they?
Yes, I'm in touch with that emotion.
Yeah. Yo-yo financing, where they're basically offering you all sorts of stuff, and they play dirty tricks with the leasing, too, and I talk about that again in the book, The Fine Print Fiasco.
That's right, yeah, I've
folks,
heard that.
Very, very important, though. You know, when we talk about the financial world, there's all sorts of – Mom used to say, when I was on my paper route, she'd say, little Coach Pete. She wouldn't say little Coach Pete. For every dollar you have, everyone else wants to get a hold of that. So the objective to life is to come home with that same dollar that you left the house with. And we see this more. This was back in the 70s. Think about today. We're bombarded every single minute with sales techniques.
We are.
And so the objective is to come home with what we have and make sure we do, when we do buy something, we get the best deal possible. But one of the things we do is we help educate our clients on this, and we want to make sure that every single radio listener has the same opportunity. So if you are one of the next 25 callers, we'll do a total plan for you. Number one, we're going to help you by reviewing your tax returns. Now, this uncovers long-term tax issues in your IRAs, your capital gains, and Social Security taxes. Lots of things happen that people are not familiar with, and many people are overpaying when they don't have to. We're also going to help you by establishing your retirement income goal. Again, figuring out what you really need in retirement and get it in writing where you can have that same predictable and guaranteed income for the rest of your life. It's called a retirement plan. Very, very important. So we'll help you by putting money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle in a place that will be guaranteed to arrive at your mailbox every single month for the rest of your life. It's called income planning, folks. And your financial planner many times wants to keep your money at risk because they're getting paid to keep your money at risk. We are a total planning firm, so we have risk and safety and income planning. So peel off some money from the risk world, put it in a place that will give you a lifetime income. We'll also help you by analyzing your current investments to establish the real cost in fees and your calculated risk exposure level. Marty, not a week goes by that we don't meet with someone who has a lot more risk than they realize.
Every single day, they're taking on risks they didn't even know they had.
Yeah, and if you're taking too much risk and don't realize it, when do you usually realize it?
After the fact.
After the roller coaster goes down. And we don't want that to happen, and it doesn't have to happen. And that's the most, I guess, saddening thing in my world, the most baffling thing in my world, is when people are lied to by their current financial professional and they don't find out the truth until it's too late to do anything about it.
Full transparency is what we pride ourselves on here.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. All right, folks, stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.
Financial Safari News Network. Celebrity Money Mistakes.
Michael Jackson, known as the King of Pop, was a global figure in popular culture for over four decades. The eighth child of the Jackson family, Michael made his professional debut in 1964 with his elder brothers Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, and Marlon as a member of the Jackson Five. He began his solo career in 1971. In the early 1980s, Jackson became a dominant figure in popular music, with such music videos as Beat It, Billie Jean, and Thriller. Jackson's 1987 album Bad included such hits as I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel, Man in the Mirror, and Dirty Diana, becoming the first album to have five number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100. Through stage and video performances, Jackson popularized a number of complicated dance techniques, such as the robot and, famously, the moonwalk. His distinctive sound and style has influenced numerous artists of various music genres. And he has won 13 Grammy Awards, the Grammy Legend Award, the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, 26 American Music Awards, more than any other artist, and 13 number one singles in the United States during his solo career, more than any other male artist in the Hot 100 era, with estimated sales of over 350 million records worldwide. While preparing for his comeback concert series, This Is It, Jackson died from cardiac arrest following acute medical intoxication in 2009. Forbes ranks Jackson as the top-earning dead celebrity, with earnings of $825 million in 2016, the highest yearly amount ever recorded by the publication. Jackson, however, did not adequately fund the trust he set up for his family or transfer assets to the trust. As a result, Jackson's mother, Catherine, has been filing claims in court, which opens the trust to public inspection and violates the privacy that trusts usually provide. Although many would have guessed that the estate, reportedly $500 million in debt, would have little to place in a trust, the estate's ownership in a company that controls 250 Beatles songs is alone worth up to $1 billion. But it is not yet known how much the family, including Jackson's three children, will see. This is just another reason why it is vitally important to meet with a true financial coach who listens to your goals for retirement and legacy planning and who can implement a total retirement income plan, taking into account all necessary details.
Coach, I'm excited about what we've been able to launch this week. Folks, just in case you missed it, we have launched a new website, weeklyradiovision.com. It is a brand new, ahead-of-the-curve, cutting-edge invention that really everybody out there should be visiting. What it is a resource where you can go and get kind of a Cliff Notes version, as Coach liked to say on the last segment, of our last week's show. It's in video form.
Well, our show moves so fast here on the radio, and then it's gone.
It's true.
Well, you can listen to the show again by going to financialsafari.com.
That's
right. We always post the whole show of the week before, financialsafari.com. But what if there was a way where you could watch a recap? Because even though I'd like to think about it, Abby, or think I do, there's some stuff I say during this hour show that people don't want to listen to.
Right.
We have a group that we meet with all different ages, focus group, and we pick out the 7 minutes of the best stuff that happened on the show, and then we make a video about it, don't we?
Yeah.
And it's very, very enticing. It's very, very, I guess it's very educational too for people to watch it. So there actually you can listen and watch certain things. And again, the website is weeklyradiovision.com. Of course, you put the www if you want. Thomas, I think you don't even have to put www anymore, do you?
I don't think you need to. No, the browser should take care of it.
So just weeklyradiovision.com. Makes a lot of sense.
It really does. It does.
See what we've been saying. You see what I'm saying? See what you're saying.
That's right, folks. Once again, that website, weeklyradiovision.com. Now, Coach, before we cut to break there, you were talking about preventative maintenance. And I'm proud of something. Now, a lot of folks may not be proud of this, but I have a car that has well over 200,000 miles on it. And it's the beater car. You know, you use it getting back and forth to work and stuff like that. I don't think it ever would have gotten to that age, though, without proper preventative maintenance. So I'm interested in the segment, how we can implement this into retirement planning.
Yeah, so it's very important. So you work all your life, you put money away, and these days in your 401k, 403b, TSP, or your own financial places, right?
Yeah,
sure. Saving for retirement.
Yeah.
And there's an article and a study out by the Pension Research Council, and the title of it was Putting the Pension Back in 401k Plans.
Huh, okay.
Optimal versus Default Longevity Income Plans.
Okay, so what are they talking about?
Well, they're talking about, hey, there's nothing pension-wise about a 401k or 403b or TSP nowadays. You put money in, you've got a lump sum.
There you go. No, that
what
is
very
true.
What does a lump sum do for retirement income? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing, exactly.
You know, it absolutely nothing. It basically, it makes you, I guess it makes you feel comfortable looking at that big lump sum. But when you get to the time to retire and you say, well, how much can I take out in a yearly fashion and never outlive the way my plan's designed today? And Sergeant Schultz would say,
I know nothing.
And that is most certainly not the position we want to be in.
Well, the first couple of years, it's fine, right?
Sure.
So you're taking money out and you got a big lump sum. But
yeah.
But if the money's not being replenished, you don't have – well, you've got about a 10% chance of outliving your money by the time
Uh-oh.
You're, you know, 80 years old. That's not good.
And that goes back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, taking worry out of the retirement planning process, which is probably one of the biggest stumbling blocks for a lot of folks out there.
Well, yeah, because we look at our lump sum and we don't know what's going to happen. And we, you know, that book, again, we talked about earlier in the show, The Falling Short, the Coming Retirement Crisis and What to Do About It.
Yeah.
Well, here's one thing not to do about it. Don't sit around and don't do anything.
Exactly.
So we've got a survival guide. If you have a 401k, TSP, or 403b, the 401k Survival Guide, hot off the press, 2017 edition. If you want to get a copy of this, at least you can get educated on what your options are and what some strategies, some secret strategies that the planners in the know help people do.
Mm-hmm.
Is something called an in-service distribution that will enable you to move some of your money out of your 401k plan or 403b or TSP. And again, keep in mind, you don't have a pension in there. So why wouldn't you want to move some of that money out of there into your own personal pension that now is away from the group account?
Yep.
Because funny business sometimes can happen in a group account, but nothing happens. And if you're the only person in your pension plan, no one's touching it but you.
There you go.
Right? So
that's
the
right.
401k Survival Guide, folks, you really need to copy this if you haven't had one or haven't had a chance or haven't had someone explain it to you. Or if you have a planner that hadn't given you advice on what to do with your 401k or 403b or TSP.
That's right.
If you're 52 and older, the advice should have already been given.
Mm-hmm.
So call now, and we'll get you this guide, but we'll also give you the advice you need.
The number to call is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Well, I got my notes out from a while ago now, but Dr. David Babel did a presentation, okay?
Okay.
And it was a very good presentation. Of course, he was a professor at the Wharton School, and the name of the study was Wharton Financial Institution Center Policy Brief, Personal Finance.
Okay.
Okay, and this Personal Finance Brief, It says brief, right? So you think short.
Sure, yeah.
Well, there's nothing short about these, by the
okay.
way. And not only in size of paper printed out, but the time they studied it.
Oh,
okay.
Okay,
so this is a two-year in-depth study of fixed indexed annuities.
Oh, wow.
By six PhD economists and two senior actuaries. Now, do you know what an actuary is?
No, I don't, but you most certainly have my attention. What's an actuary?
Seen the biggest calculator that you didn't understand before?
Sure.
You know what those big calculators are?
Yeah.
And you see all those numbers and buttons, and you don't know what they mean? You know, not just the nine numbers and a zero, but all these different keys on
like
it.
Like the scientific calculators.
Well, picture the biggest calculator you've ever seen, and then multiply that by three, so they have three of those calculators, and then picture a dark room, and they lock themselves in there and play with numbers all day.
That's an actuary.
That's what an actuary is. And nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that's funny.
But what they were doing is studying how someone could have a plan, and it could be a 401k plan, how they could take that 401k plan and turn it into a personal pension plan where each year they would have what we call a financial fill-up. So you never would worry about running out of money. And that's very, very important, right? I mean, Abby, I know you're only 19. But if you can fast forward in your life and picture you're 70 and you're done working, wouldn't you like to just sit by the mailbox and wait for the check to come each month?
Yeah.
Of course, by then there won't be any mailboxes coming.
Right, there you go. Maybe not any
probably
checks.
Not.
The hovercraft will probably come and automatically transport, like it just transport stuff around. Probably.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. So the study said since inception in 1995, so many fixed index annuities have outperformed corporate and government bonds, equity mutual funds, and money markets in any combination. So it didn't matter how your planner would try to devise things, the fixed index annuity would beat them.
Really? Wow.
Now, the fixed index annuity are almost like the robo-financial vehicle. You don't need an advisor. You don't need to meet with an advisor once the money's in. It's financial autopilot.
Exactly.
Retirement autopilot and financial cruise control that you don't have to worry about.
Well, what I love about that, too, Coach, is you've often talked about how often gains and risk are associated together, high gains, high risk. But it sounds if fixed indexed is outperforming and there's minimal risk there because of the principal protection.
There's no risk for market.
Wow.
All right.
Incredible.
The only risk is the safety of the insurance company.
Sure.
So you want to make sure you get a powerful insurance company.
That's great. Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to put all your money in here because you can't take it all out once you put it all in one lump sum.
Ah, okay.
But that's not what they're designed to do. They're designed to give you a yearly income you can never outlive.
Okay. So,
So if you think you can manage it yourself better, do it. But I haven't seen anyone be able to do it. All right. There's a separate study, Investing Your Lump Sum in Retirement. And it says the list of positive attributes of annuities, i.e. guaranteed payments you cannot outlive, access to investment capital, and legacy benefits, the argument for this income solution in retirement is compelling. In other words, it makes sense.
Okay.
The key in all of this is to begin by covering all the basic living expenses with lifetime income annuities.
Mm.
This was a study. I mean, it's not me inventing it. And this, again, is six PhD economists and two actuaries, which, you know, usually one's enough.
There you
put
go.
Two actuaries in a room. I don't know what would happen there. But most importantly, if you are over age 52 and you're wondering about retirement plans and income plans and you want a plan that you'll never outlive, you need to take advantage of the offer I'm getting ready to give. For the next 15 callers, what we're going to do for you, we'll do a one-page financial review. It'll include everything we've talked about today, backed up by all the scientific and university studies, as well as a customized and lifetime plan for you. What this will do for you is take out the mystery of the financial planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We'll figure out where you are now. We'll look forward and run a fee report that'll help you untangle what it's costing to work with your current planner or advisor and show you by simply protecting your retirement investment, like we've been talking about, like the university studies say, by protecting your retirement investment, you could experience dramatic growth potential. We'll also run a customized income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and, the most important part, take all the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll take the guesswork out of the financial planning and income and retirement planning process just for you for the next 15 callers. That's a comprehensive financial review. That's a $1,500 value.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today, finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
In effect, this is like one hybrid vehicle with two engines. Mm. It's got the growth and the income, and it's guaranteed for life. You really need to find out about this. I mean, we need to stop listening to the Wall Street lies, get a right plan put
together. Absolutely. Folks, that number is 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Folks, it's been the Financial Safari. I want to thank Abigail Turner and Thomas Lipscomb. One final time, I want to remind you about how you can go and watch the recap of the show anytime, weekly, radiovision.com. Folks, we'll join you next week right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
I've learned so much, and I thank you.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Most excellent. Glad to hear it.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.